Image is upgraded. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The husband of a missing mom from Massachusetts will be charged with her murder.
Brian Walsh is expected to be in court Wednesday to be officially notified of the new charge. Anna Walsh was last seen nearly 3 weeks ago. Up to now, Brian Walsh was only accused of misleading police in their search for his wife. He pleaded not guilty. But according to Norfolk DA Michael Morrissey,
the continued investigation has now allowed police to obtain an arrest warrant charging Brian Walsh with the murder of his wife.
Anna Walsh was scheduled to fly to D.C., but never made it to the airport. Her phone and credit cards have not been used since she was last seen. The DA has also not said if any remains have been found. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Two suspects remain at large in the shooting of a teen mother, her son, and four others in a home in Central California yesterday. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau.
What we have since learned through forensics, that it was clear that the shooters stood over the top of the 16-year-old mother and fired rounds into her head. The 10-month-old infant also suffered from the same attack.
Police say they believe the shooting was a targeted attack and may be cartel or gang related. They're interviewing three survivors. Federal prosecutors say they will not seek the death penalty for a man accused in a mass shooting that killed 23 people and wounded many more at a Walmart in West Texas. Patrick Crucius is accused of targeting Mexicans. The Dallas area native is charged with federal hate crimes and firearms violations, as well as capital murder in state court, where he has pled not guilty. Wall Street major indexes closed mixed at the beginning of a holiday shortened week. The Dow lost 391, the Nasdaq plus 15. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Authorities in Nepal have begun to send the bodies of those who died in Sunday's plane crash back to their families.
All 72 passengers and crew on board the Yeti Airlines flight from Kathmandu died when the plane crashed approaching its destination in the foothills of the Himalayas. Search teams are now attempting to retrieve the last remaining body from a near 1,000-foot deep ravine. Funerals of the victims have already begun, with families anxious to retrieve the remains of loved ones. The aircraft's flight data recorder has been sent to Paris for analysis, while the cockpit voice recorder will be examined by investigators in Nepal. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Fans will get to say their goodbyes to Lisa Marie Presley later this week.
A public memorial will be held for Lisa Marie Presley, who died on Thursday at the age of 54 of cardiac arrest. A representative confirmed to Fox News Digital in a statement that the family is grateful for the well wishes. The statement read, "A public memorial service has been arranged on the front lawn of Graceland at 9 a.m. Sunday, January 22nd in Memphis." Fans can get more information on the event at Graceland.com. In addition to Elvis, Lisa Marie's late son, Benjamin Keough, who committed suicide in 2020 at the age of 27, is also buried there. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Sally Field set to be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 29th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards next month, Guild President Fran Drescher said in a statement. She has an enduring career because she is authentic in her performance and always projects likability and humanity. She just connects. Sally Field has won two Oscars, one for Norma Rae, the other for Places in the Heart, and three Emmys. The SAG Awards air February 26th on Netflix's YouTube channel. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.